Hi, my name is Richard Valuva from Sacramento, California. I'm a sophomore. This is my second year at State. I am a kinesiology major with an emphasis in athletic training. Even though I have an emphasis in athletic training, I'm still planning on going to physical therapy school after State. The reason I did it this way, instead of just going straight for pre-physical therapy major, was because I really wanted to get a certification in athletic training as well. And the only way to do that is to go through an athletic training program. I'm still taking all the classes for physical therapy, but I'm just technically an athletic training major. The reason I chose this major was pretty much a fluke. During high school, I got hurt playing football. I tore my rotator cuff, and I had to go to physical therapy for it. Through going to physical therapy, it kind of planted a seed in my head to what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. It seemed like a really cool job. And so my senior year of high school, I pretty much decided that I wanted to be a physical therapy major. It's a really cool job. I was able to get an internship over the summer with a physical therapist up in Sacramento. I got to see what he did on a daily basis. I got to see the patients like daily. And it's really cool seeing people progress and like see their alleviation of their pain and just see them get more and more mobile each day. And it's really, really rewarding job just for that aspect of it. Another cool aspect is you get to be with people like every day. And that can either be a really good thing or it could be a really bad thing. Depends on the person. But for me, I like dealing with people. I like talking to people. So it really seemed like a good fit for me. Physics has a lot to do with physical therapy. I mean, traction is really, really a good example of physics. You have to know the amount of force that you're putting on a person's particular body part. Another way that physics is used in physical therapy is just by the concept of levers and fulcrums. You use different bones as levers and you use their joints as fulcrums. And so you can do a wide variety of exercises on a particular person just by using that concept of levers and fulcrums. You don't need a lot of weight. You just need to position that weight in the area that's going to put as much force on that particular joint to ultimately get them back to the way they were before they suffered the injury. Physics just doesn't apply to physical therapy. It applies to really life. I was really involved with baseball throughout high school, and I was able to see physics like on a daily basis without even really knowing it, without just by intuitively seeing different ways that the ball acted off the bat, how far it was going to go, reading the ball, reading the pitches, and just ultimately just seeing the different ways you can position your bat to get the maximum amount of power and just swing analysis and everything else. That physics has to do with all of that stuff. Even if you don't realize it, it has to do with all of it. The reason I came to San Diego State was pretty much because of the weather. And another reason was I was going to try to play baseball here. I didn't make the team, but right now I'm keeping busy doing other things, like focusing on my major a lot more and focusing on different stuff. I'm involved in a fraternity, Phi Kappa Theta fraternity. I just became active this semester, and it's a blast. I love it. I've learned a lot of like really cool stuff from Phi Cap. It's taught me a lot about confidence. It's taught me about getting my work done, time management, everything. I've learned probably more in Phi Cap than I would have if I had just gone to college. It's really just turned into a second home for me. I hold two positions right now in Phi Cap. I'm currently academics chair, and I'm also a delegate for IFC, which is an interfraternity council. Pretty much resides over all the fraternities at State, and pretty much the governing body over all those fraternities. I'm only child, but I have a really close-knit family. Well, my aunts and uncles are really close-knit, and I'm really close with my cousins. So even though I am an only child, I still think of my cousins more like brothers and sisters to me than actually cousins. What I like to do in my free time is I really like sports. I like to go to the gym, like to work out, like to play sports, like to watch sports. I like music a lot, and really I'm just trying to get through school and do as much fun stuff as I can while getting stuff. So that's pretty much me. I like to have fun, like to mess around, but also I'm really driven and I have really good work ethic. So I'm just trying to make the most out of my life as I possibly can.